Okay, welcome, Lagos. Good morning to you, Burna Boy, killing them on that particular jam. And yeah, we are going to have you, no, not kill you, we're going to have you have a swell time on the radio show today.
That's the plan.
Absolutely. It's Friday.
Yep.
And I think that we're already giving that thank God it's Friday feeling.
Uh-huh.
If you're already feeling that today is Friday, shout out to you. And thank God that you're alive. I mean, I'm happy that you're alive, that you can listen to us right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. And yes, at this time, you are hanging out with the Techers.
That's right.
I am Andrea Otuobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins.
Okay. That's what's up. Check your time right now. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 10. Today is the 24th. Yeah, the 24th of September 2021. It's a Friday. And I always say this, what a day to be alive.
It is a day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
That's right. How are you, Colin?
I'm doing great. You already mentioned that today was September 24. You're just like, okay, has this month been fast? Did it move fast?
It has been, actually.
Pretty fast,
it
right?
It has, yes. It has been fast.
For some people, they don't, I mean, depending on the situation, some would wish that the month could slow down a bit, but others would wish that, man,
the month goes really fast.
Very fast. So, whatever side you found yourself, man, yeah, it is the 24th day of the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ember month, the first Ember month, is gradually winding down.
That's right.
And how are you feeling? Are we already, you know, growing up by this time, we don't feel Christmas one kind.
Mm, you know, we've already been buying Christmas shoes and Christmas bags and Christmas clothes already. Is that what you're saying?
Are we dropping that culture? Christmas fever?
Nah,
it's because it's until December.
It's adulthood that is doing you like
so
that.
So children are expectant, right?
That's why they say adulthood is what? This scam.
It's a scam, man.
You know, it's just adulthood. That's what makes you think that, you know, the Christmas feeling does not come early, or you're not feeling the Christmas feeling. Children, you know, you can't pass them by.
And what a good thing is, we are a people that love celebration. We celebrate every single thing. Little wonder why we have the highest, if not the highest, number of holidays, so to speak. You know, what a government made holidays. Every holidays are created by people. You just come up and say, this is a holiday. We jump on even holidays that have nothing to do with us, just to say, well, you know, this day is one day and we have to just, you know, celebrate. And we just look for every opportunity to celebrate.
Yeah.
Isn't that very ironic? I mean, think about the fact that we are a people with so many challenges. And that's why it's baffling to so many people. How can 250 or 80 million people gather in a place with so much challenges, but they're still deemed, they're still called the happiest in the world?
Ah, man, that's a big deal.
I mean,
that's a big deal.
It's a mystery.
I think we find a way to just find happiness. We find a way to adapt. We find a way to adjust to whatever it is. We are actually resilient people.
I mean, that's the word.
Yeah, we are resilient.
We never give up.
Mm-hmm.
We find a way. And there's something I was thinking about recently. I said, man, you know how this nation is, especially in Lagos. No matter what level you find yourself in society, you can have a feel of what it is like to be successful one way or the other. Okay, let me explain. For example, you don't get money for manicure or pedicure.
Okay.
You will meet Aboki for road.
Okay, that's
we go clean. It will make you feel like, you know,
okay.
Hello, am I talking to somebody?
It's just,
you know that feeling of, man, somebody is taking care of my nails, somebody's taking care of my, you know, it gives you some kind of feeling of, okay, if I know if you go do papa pedicure, manicure, you know, and if you still do this one. And there are many examples like that. Even brands understand that.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
why, you know, no matter how small your money is, there's something for you, there's sachet for you.
That's right.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, there's a scratch, you know, somewhere to scratch something.
Absolutely. Man, I mean, it's a beautiful day. And guys,
you haven't answered me. You know, I asked you, how are you?
I know you answered
me. You didn't answer
I was just
me.
Carried away with the, you know, how resilient we are, how good we are. Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm feeling pumped up. So many things going on at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it right because it's very important.
Mm.
You know, what people don't understand is that both of us, somewhere, don't be pressure, but at least there's some kind of, now, our family, they're outside too, like this, you know, in the public space. So, you know.
On a daily.
It must not fail, hello.
On a daily.
Absolutely. So, so you know, we're trying to make sure that we get the necessary backing, as it were, to keep this amazing experience going with us, indeed, on radio, beyond radio, on the streets, everywhere, if you know what I mean.
That's right. To think that we were awake the whole night.
And we're here.
You know, it's not even that we're here. Yeah, that's even, you know, I mean, if we're not here, where else are we supposed to be? Hello, sir.
Hello.
I see Rishani. If you laugh at my Yoruba, I'll give you left hand.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. I'm just saying that, you know, the fact that we're all, you know, to like 4 a.m., most part of it was just gisting and, you know, having to talk about things, you know. It's just, I think that having that time to really just, even if you're not doing anything romantic and all of that, it's part of the things that keeps the bond.
That's right. I mean, we found ourselves up and sleep no come again. And we decided to just, you know, switch it and we have fun. Did some research and all that. So how are you? Did I hear you answer that question?
I am great. Mm-hmm. I am great. I'm good. I just need more sleep, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a Friday, so tomorrow you can sleep at all you like.
Mm.
After all, you have a husband who is president,
of the
interim president of the Mumu Men
Shout out to
Association.
And shout out to all the Mumu Men Association members.
So I can decide that you rest and I wake up tomorrow morning and do all the work that some people consider mumunes. But we love it that way. We just we enjoy the peace in our home.
Thank
we enjoy
you.
The love, the bond, the growth, the happiness, the joy. We enjoy it much more than trying not to be a mumu.
You're making me blush. Anyway,
that's it.
Let's bring Lagos in.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Lagos, Nigeria? You know that the first hour of the show is asking you how you're doing, what's going on around your area. And remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?"
That's right. You have to scream that. That's a sign to show that you're alive, you're kicking, excited about life, irrespective of what's happening to you, wherever you are.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993.
Uh-huh.
The female-only line is 01465-7190. If you'd like to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Lagos, welcome.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. Oh, do you know I didn't have you? My people also like that rock. Everybody on and on and on. Let's go to the VR. And the ladies and the men all around. Oh, let me
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes, the life!
That's the spirit.
Absolutely.
That's the spirit.
Good morning, Mr. Collins. Take care.
Good morning. Welcome, Michael.
Welcome, thank you, but I love your program. Honestly, you are great.
Thank you.
Especially Mr. Collins. You make people laugh, you give us excitement despite the situation.
Wow.
You make us feel special. Oh, God will bless you people, sir.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Michael. I have an idea what's making Michael laugh.
What do you think is making him laugh?
You know, there's a VIP treat for you, no matter what level you are. But it's crazy to think about the fact that there's some people who can do all the dirty jobs. Like, when I say dirty jobs, you know, the guys who would not mind for a pay to clean the gutters. Like, let's say an office, the gutter is dirty, they call you to clean it or do the... the same guys, and some of them went where they are. The dead's food, you got that, they don't touch them all. There's nobody to pay them for that. But I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's your, like, that's what you do. So why not do it for yourself? Just thinking aloud. I thought of it yesterday. I'm like, if only we could actually bring our skills to the bear and not wait for someone to pay us and do it for ourselves, for the humanity, for our society, it'd be a better place indeed.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And you know, today we're talking about what makes you special. And a lot of people said that, I mean, a few people mentioned that one of the things that make them special is the fact that they could offer solutions. And that's their skill. They have a way of, you know, preferring solution and thinking outside the box and using their skill for humanity.
Yep.
I think a lot of people should look into that. I mean, have that... as a mantra, you know, have that in your heart of heart engraved, saying that this ability that I have, this skill that I have, this talent that I have, I'm going to use it for humanity.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, being a Friday, we don't want it to come up and sound all motivational, even though it's part of our life, you know, on a daily basis. And we appreciate that you see what we do as motivational. But we were thinking about something today. You know, I'd mentioned earlier that we are a people that love a celebration. We celebrate every single thing. We look for every opportunity to celebrate. It's in our cultures from across all regions, north, east, west, and south. And we know that for sure. And I was thinking out loud, so, okay, wedding. Let's even pick wedding, for example, now. You know, that wedding, there's traditional wedding. There is... court wedding.
This church wedding. And small wedding.
I'm like, first of all, let me ask, which aspect of wedding celebrations do you look forward to? What aspect of wedding celebration do you look forward to? And if you're going to choose, let's say, pick one of these three forms of wedding ceremonies or wedding rites, if you like.
Yeah. Marriage
rites. Marriage rites, if you like.
Yeah.
Which of them do you consider the most important?
And the most significant. That's right.
Most significant. And for example, now you do all three. If you're celebrating your anniversary, which of them would you choose to celebrate? Now, this is a question that goes to everyone, those who are married and those who are single, those who are hoping to get married, even those who don't want to get married.
Yeah.
You perhaps would have thought of this before.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of that before? Like, I mean,
absolutely. In fact, one of my, I would say, mentees reached out to me one day. She was getting married and she said, we have Habib on the line.
Habibu. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm still online.
Okay, welcome, Habib. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Chest alive, Habib. Yeah,
good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I love you guys.
We love you too.
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
You guys are doing well.
Thank you.
You guys are fantabulous.
Oi. Oh, my.
All right. Yeah.
Wow. That's what he called for. That's okay. I hope Iju Ishaga is doing great. So back to the matter you're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was about getting married and she was confused that, you know, I'm not sure about doing church wedding just yet. I'm not sure about doing, you know, but I'm engaged. I don't want to wait for a year before doing the marriage itself.
Yeah.
And you know, some other things were a hindrance to her, you know, getting married through the process, you know, doing the traditional, the cult and the church and all of that. So she was confused, which one is more important? Which one should I
go for?
Which one should I go for? You know, should I do the traditional? Mm-hmm. Should I do the cult first? Which one? Anyway, we have a call. E Plus is on the line.
Hi, E Plus. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? E Plus. Hi. Hello.
This is Deke. This is Deke Collins. This is Andre. And this is What's Up Lagos.
Okay.
Yes.
What's Up Lagos?
Chest alive. Wow.
Welcome. I think I'm going to pop it a champagne now because at least my call has gone through finally.
Yes, so.
You guys are doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving spark to families. Thank you for making radio time really worth it. I particularly love your wife.
Aww.
I love her spirit. Andre, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You are amazing. Like, you have no idea. I love your thoughts. Like I really share your thoughts.
Aww.
Like you're deep seated and Collins is blessed.
Wow.
You are blessed. Collins is blessed. Okay. Mm. So I'm not even going to lie. You guys, you're a role model to us.
Wow.
I think I just even called to, you know, kind of tell you how impressed we are.
Aww.
Actually, you happen to be our favorite family show, myself and my husband.
Aww.
And
yes,
and I want to encourage you not to stop, please just keep getting better. In fact, with what you're doing, I'm very sure that there's more to come. You know. And this is What's Up, Lady Gaga.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. And
all right,
you too. Wow.
Okay.
What can we say?
That made me blush. Did it make you blush?
Yes, I am. I'm happy that someone else is finally also saying that.
What?
What I always tell people to be like, everything, your wife. I mean, you don't eat her for. I say
it's
yes.
Okay.
I say you can't see what I've seen. She's just simply amazing. She's a man.
Okay.
Andy.
Okay. Okay.
Michael is from Anthony calling us now.
Yes, fellas.
Chess alive. Welcome.
Yes, fellas.
You haven't even screamed the What's Up, Lagos. We're the ones to say the yes. So you say the What's Up so that we can say the yes.
You guys are amazing, man. Honestly,
oh,
man.
God.
Thank you.
Guys, you are a light in the darkness. You share a lot. You are helping. You are impacting. Honestly.
Thank you.
I'm really blessed with you couples. You know what amazing is that both of you came out this morning. There are things that you put aside just after what you have to play. Something.
That's
what
right.
is that you play? You have to what? Put a smile on your face for the whole Lagos. We're talking about millions of people.
That's
you're
right.
giving them life. You're giving them joy. You're giving them, you know, it's a ministry. It's a powerful ministry of
wow.
what you're doing. You put your own problems aside and give joy to the people. The Lord in the heaven will continue to empower you and give you more joy in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Like the question you asked this morning about is it to me or to me, I believe church wedding is because that is where I receive divine blessing. Because it's divine.
Okay.
It's divine. It is not something that is natural. It's not just casual.
That's
it is
right.
a divine, supernatural blessing you receive from God. To me, I believe church wedding is important to me. You understand?
Okay.
To others, I don't know, but to me, it is important.
So
the one I really celebrated is the church wedding.
All right.
Every year we celebrate together.
What's up, Lagos? It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome, Nigeria. Welcome, Lagos. Welcome, the world. I don't know what order, but hey, you know what I mean. I care about everyone, and we do care about every one of you. We're back on What's Up, Lagos, and Nigeria, Info 99.3, and we are
the Techers. It's the feeder of Lagos right now. The first hour is all about you telling us how you're doing, what's going on around your area, and also screaming What's Up, Lagos, letting off this bad energy.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you that you are probably holding dear that is not supposed to be there. You know, sometimes we carry things on our chest that are not supposed to be there at all, and so it just weighs us down.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes you screaming to actually let go of that heaviness inside of you.
The way I describe it is like when you tie, you have a bird, you tie a bird, you pack birds in a cage, and then they were struggling to fly, they cannot. The moment you unleash, you open the cage, you know what happens to those birds?
They fly out.
You just push them and they fly away, and they say, fly away. That's how you wrap up all these negative emotions. Let them out like you're letting the birds out by saying,
ooh,
what's up, Lagos? We have to apologize to the last caller.
Yeah.
Rudely interrupted by a necessary break.
Mm-hmm.
We apologize for that, and I know that you understand. So, guys.
That's right. We're also asking a question about celebration, specifically weddings.
Uh-huh.
The fact that we celebrate, I mean, we carry out three kinds.
Yep.
Which some people say it is compulsory.
Yeah, you must do all three.
You must do the traditional, you must do the church, you also must do the court. And then when it comes to celebrating the anniversary, you know, that's why we hear tradiversary. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from. But yeah, so we celebrate that. We celebrate everything. So which one is more important to you, and which one would you celebrate if you had to choose just one?
Uh-huh.
Which one would you celebrate as your anniversary?
Guess who's on the line after a long time?
Hello, darling.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that in the later hour of the show. We'll do that on Family Talk.
For me, I will prefer the customary court wedding, because that is where the certificate is given before the church wedding.
Mm.
So recognize tradition that have been upholding people before Jesus Christ came and establish the divine one. If the customary one was not there, there wasn't anything divine to control. Yeah, so the customary one that have the details and request and give out the law and ask for the parents, the consciousness of the parents, I think that is more paramount.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so she's saying that a traditional
is important.
It's important.
That's what has been there before.
Yeah, all others.
Okay.
Moses is on the line. Hi, Moses. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just the
life. Anyway, for me, the truth is that we are being hypocritical in this country. You go do a Yoruba traditional wedding. Don't do our own traditional wedding. How can someone be that hypocritical? And that's why so many people educated illiterate in this country.
Okay.
That is the truth.
Okay.
Because the white people's traditional wedding is the white wedding that so many people do in their home, and they must do it. That's just one. Either you do a white man traditional or you do a black man traditional. Must you do the two?
All right. Thank you.
People not being in this country and oversee.
So,
there are so many educated illiterate, they like me, they take them or they leave them.
Okay,
which one do you prefer? Which one would you think it's...
Me, I never marry. Yes, when we want marry, me and my babe go too.
Okay, wow.
Yes, it's not my decision to make. Both of us need to...
Agree.
All right, I love that. Yeah? Thank you so much, Moses. Stanley's on the line.
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Andrea Adelby, check it. And Colleen.
Thank you.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing great. How are you, too?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, so, yes, among the three, I think just like the lady who called, I'll prefer the customary. I mean, the court wedding.
All right,
that's where you're more recognized. But you know what? The traditional turkey thing is good. It's good. Yes, it's good.
How about the white wedding?
The white wedding is good, but if you look at it, what's the wedding thing? It's all about parents' recognition. How like the society recognition of a union between two people. So yes, the white wedding is good, but if you look at it, tradition first, customary, the court wedding, then the traditional wedding. They are, and that's what I can always celebrate.
All right. Church wedding is not on your list.
If I have the bill to do the white wedding, fine. But first, court wedding. Second, traditional wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
What's
you.
Lagos.
Cheers to life.
Colleen.
Thank you. Appreciate you. God bless you, Stanley. Well, more calls coming in. You can hear the Lagosians in respect of what's going on, the news or hear about. We have a way of just having fun, and that's the feel we bring each morning we come on the radio. Please, when you call, make it 1 minute so we can take as many calls as possible. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of calls coming in at the same time, and there are WhatsApp messages also we need to take. So please try to understand
me. Time.
You know, 1 minute so we can run this sharp and take as many calls as possible. 0700 993 993 993.
Hello. Hello. Hi. What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Wow.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Keke.
Oh, thank you.
Nice one.
And Andrea. Keke.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
And I still need the prestigious title, not the only Colin. So.
Have you?
Yes, now, as the chairman of, because your husband has been taking my position, I am the chairman of Mumu Association. I've been chairman since years.
No, we have to do a lecture. What makes you chairman?
What makes me chairman?
What have you done?
Let me tell you, let me give you my achievements, a few of them. I take my wife to work before I even resume work. Mm-hmm. I drive her to our office in ZI and my office is in Ikeja.
Wow.
I pick her from work immediately. In fact, sometimes I'll go there. Sometimes when they are on set, they do overnight. I sleep in the car and wait for her.
What?
Whoa. Okay.
If at 4 a.m. I wake up, I start preparing breakfast for my wife and my daughter. And I boil water for them to bathe with. I wake them up and they take their bath and we all set out at the same time.
Wow.
As I'm talking to you now, I'm at home because my daughter is writing her WAEC. I decided there's no work until she's done with her WAEC.
Wow.
I mean, doing any other thing.
You run your own business?
Yes.
Wow.
Because of them, I quit 7 years ago. I decided there was no other thing I was going to do but do my own business. No matter what is coming in, as long as I am taking care of my family, and that is it.
Wow.
I don't want to have
family. Wow.
Yeah, we give it to you.
No. Yes. I really respect that. We would do.
A man that I admire. I do, but I don't like traditional marriage.
Okay.
Wow. Because all the traditional things that I don't understand.
Mm.
I don't know the people that they are pouring wine to, which the gods they are calling, which is not God in heaven. I don't know them. So, I don't want traditional marriage. Court marriage, at least, I know that when you go there, they are going to sign one paper and it's your signature, so you know who you're signing to, is to government. Church, you know that you're praying to God Almighty. So, I accept church. In fact, I would have even preferred if my marriage is being honored by Collins. Take care, and Andre. Take care. At least I know that they are on air.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting. Wow. Wow, interesting.
That's great. I mean, I was inspired by his manifesto for the president of Mumu Men Association.
He's doing well. Shout out to you.
Teddy's on the line from Liquid and his first time caller. Hi, Teddy.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah. All right. Thumbs up to you guys. You guys are doing good.
Thank you.
I grew up, I was gonna be like you.
We are still growing up, sir.
Okay. So, for me, I think the most important for me is the court wedding.
Okay.
The other two, no matter what you do.
At least it's legally binding.
Yeah, it's legally binding. That's the certificate. You know, then ironically, I would rather celebrate the church wedding day.
Why is that though?
I don't even know why. You know, I before calling, I've asked myself, "Guy, are you not being hypocritical?"
I love that you're sincere.
Now the answer has come because for some reason in this part of the world, we tend to attend. More people attend the church wedding and tend to, you know, we are very religious people. Mm. Nah, they carry it on the head. But if you have more people who are witnesses to that day, so it's less mind-boggling when you call them on a different date to say come and celebrate a year anniversary.
Okay.
I think it's just it's easier
to celebrate. Okay. Teddy, thank you so much. And he's a first-time caller. We appreciate you for joining us
for the first time. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Okay.
Mommy Chi Boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, the light.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, mommy.
Hi, Rich.
We're good.
Yeah, Mrs. Gochi calling from Ijegu.
Welcome.
All right.
Yeah, hi, Rich.
We're fine.
How are you?
How far?
We do.
Hope you are taking care of my sister.
He's doing well.
A choice.
All right. How is everything?
We're doing fine.
Okay. I just say, let me shout what's up. That is all.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, mom. Appreciate
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yes.
All right. Nice weekend.
Same to you, mom. Wow.
Yeah.
Great. Man, I was hearing like the song of somebody. Is that the Chi Boy? Shout out to you, man.
Nonso is on the line as well.
Nonso for my papa. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Good morning. I greet you guys.
Morning.
We double greet you.
Yeah, I listen to your show every morning.
Oh. That's great.
And it inspires me a lot.
Thank you.
This is a role model to work.
Wow. Thank you.
I said there was a message I sent to you guys on Gmail.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What's your name?
Is that Nonso?
Okay.
All right, we'll check it and get back to you. All right, Nonso. We'll certainly do that. Well, Daniel is a first-time caller calling from VGC.
What's up, nigga?
Yes! Yes! Chester Life!
I got that vibe, man. I said, the first time I'm going to call, I'm going to do this.
And you did it.
And the second thing I have to do is, like Collins always say, welcome, this is Nigeria Info. I am Collins. Take care. And Andrea, take care. I love you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Daniel. We appreciate you. Wow.
Yeah.
How's VGC?
Yeah, so quickly, I will refer to the question you asked on the marriage of whether traditional calls
or white.
Let us just be sincere to ourselves. Let us just be sincere. If anybody that is like a Christian will know in the Bible it is written, you have to pay your wife's dowry. Where do you pay the dowry? Is it in church? No. In church, you pay the dowry to the parents. And it is in Africa, it's in a family setting where the father will come, the mother will come, of the bride and the groom, they will come together. Then you pay the dowry. You understand? Then because we have to make it legally binding, you need to do your court marriage. Church wedding, if you like, it is like, if you just like, because the blessings that God has placed on your parents, God has already placed it on them to bless your marriage. So even if you go to church or you don't go to church, it does not really matter because your parents have already blessed the mother, collected the bride price, and you have gone to court to do the signing. So court and tradition are the work hand in glove, while church is just a matter of choice.
Okay.
A lot of people do it because maybe they have enough money and then they just want
to do the three.
People must not come. You don't need the whole world to come and know that you're married. Once you're married, you're married.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just your both parents that are there, you're married.
That's right.
So, court and traditional that we should just say the truth for ourselves.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you,
Daniel.
Colin, the next time I want to call, I want to shout another big what's up, Lego?
Okay.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll wait for you. Oh, man, it's 10:51. That's what the time says. Coming up to 10:52 now.
Yeah.
And we are the Techers live on What's Up Lagos this beautiful morning. We're having a feel of Lagos and taking calls from across Lagos just to have you tell us how you're doing. And we had a banter this morning talking about the three different popular wedding ceremonies or, yes, events that we practice, or kinds of weddings that we practice right here in this part of the country. And, of course, there's a white wedding, there's a church wedding, there's a traditional wedding. And we're saying, which of them, if you were to pick one, which of them do you think it's the most important among the three? Madam Ife is calling from Iju.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow, you scream, what's up, Lagos?
Hey.
Yes.
We have made it.
My name is happy today.
Wow.
That's how I must have a stretch to do this, what's up, Lagos. So this is my birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
Today is your birthday. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. I'm talking about anything about Nigeria. It's my birthday today.
Wow. Happy birthday.
I was born 64 years ago in the evening of today.
Wow.
I'm happy.
Wow.
Very happy. Lagos, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm taking my vaccine. I look even stronger.
Happy birthday
to you.
Indeed.
Thank you very much. And those who are wedding this weekend, I wish you blessed. Blissful marriage.
Amen.
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 Bye-bye.
God
Bye.
Bless you. Have a splendid birthday celebration.
Yeah, happy birthday to you. Wish you long life, prosperity, you know, more strength.
More age with grace.
Yeah.
Okay. Emmanuel from Igondo.
Hello.
Hello, Emmanuel. Oh. He's gone. We need to go on a break right now just to celebrate those who are born today in history as we get set to come back to bring you a family talk today on the show. We say happy birthday to every single person who was born today in history. Happy birthday to you. We wish you the very best in life.
The family. Considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Okay, welcome back. 11:03 on the clock is What's Up Lagos with the Techers right here in Nigeria Info 99.3. And the Family Talk is live. It is the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. Mm-hmm. And it is more lighthearted, even though we're going to, you know, touch some people's sensibility. I'm sure that, you know, some people would take some things serious.
Personally.
Or, yeah, and take like, some things personal.
Shogulaini.
We're trying to make it as, you know, lighthearted and fun-filled as possible right here on the Friday edition of Family Talk. And today is no exception. We will be... We started by asking the question about the three kinds of marriages or wedding ceremonies that we get to celebrate here in this part of the world. We celebrate the traditional wedding, the church wedding, people do the church wedding, and the court wedding as well. Mm-hmm. So what do you consider the most important? Is it the traditional? Is it the religious? Let's even use that word. Is it the religious one or the court wedding?
That's the big question that we asked earlier, and a lot of people talked about the fact that they prefer these. People give different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that societal understanding and interpretation and perception of you know, some of the things that we do, including weddings, have a major role to play. And nobody talked about that. Mm. It's easy for you to come up and say, well, for me, this and that. But when society prevails, and when I say society prevails, when family, society prevails, family will prevail. And then before the decision comes down to both of you, because, you know, they start letting you know that, oh, it's your wedding, but it's two families that are coming together. Mm-hmm. So I think most of these choices and the fact that, you know, one has become more prominent, people want to celebrate, you know, maybe the church wedding, mother phone, or depending on your religion, it's because society itself kind of like have given some interpretations or some perceptions to people to make their decisions based on that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think a lot of people, well, let me leave that for Lagos to talk as to regards their, you know, their options, their choices, which one is more important to them, which one is their real marriage, gone. Is it a church? Is it a court? Or is it the traditional one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it the religious one? Mm. I keep saying church. Is it the religious one? Mm-hmm. Is it the court? Or is it the traditional?
Yeah. Now it's a good rider. The beginning of our conversation, the banter, was pretty much a good rider for our main talk today on the Family Talk. And indeed, the Fun Fate Friday Family Talk edition, right?
Yeah.
So we get into the main conversation in just a second. For those who do not know, we'll be streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube, through which those platforms you can reach us. And also, well, I was told and also it's tautology, but hey, we use it. Yeah. Also, you can comment on those platforms on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM Lagos. No, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's it. And you can download the Nigeria Info FM app. That way you can have us with you wherever you go. The sound on the Nigeria Info FM app is second to none.
It's massive.
Check it out and you would know. Umititi.
Okay. If you want to drop a, I mean, if you want to call us, you can do that via 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
That's right. Amount, we gave a tip when we're talking about the first part, I mean, for the first part of the show today, about, okay, now that all the three, you do all three, and different dates, some is different years.
Mm.
So which of them, like for our case, we had different, it was different years, right?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, which of them would you celebrate as your anniversary? So you choose one. Okay, this is our traditional anniversary, this and then all that.
People celebrate Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Everything celebrates.
Mm-hmm. So, but our next conversation, we'll be asking a question. And the question is a straightforward question, which you might want to think about it for a second. It's a, which should be celebrated more, weddings or marriage anniversary? Please. Which should be celebrated more, weddings or marriage anniversary?
Wow. That's some deep. You said it's going to take some people a while to think about it.
They'll be like, what's the difference?
Well, marriage? Yeah.
So you get it straight. Mm. We're trying to examine the significance and importance of celebrating weddings. Specifically, or marriage anniversary. You get so the wedding is a one day. The marriage anniversary, it's after you've
a 1 year of trials.
You've stood the test of time. The challenges of life. Surviving that alone.
Yeah.
A lot of married people would relate to this.
Yeah.
Isn't that more
worth
celebrating? Than the wedding, but we don't find people do that kind of great celebration again. Or is it a personal choice? Like we said, it's a Friday. Please, don't take the matter go far. We want to have fun. At some point, we'll play some games possibly. And then, but now that's the conversation today.
I think people would rather say, I mean, a lot of people would say that, you know, the wedding itself is, I mean, we celebrate it once. It's once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
So it has to be grand.
Mm.
Two families are coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And I think most times, right, the wedding itself, it's not the celebration of the couple. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it's usually a celebration of both families.
Uh-huh.
It's the anniversary. Yep. That is a celebration of the couple.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Because the wedding, family come together, everybody gather. Wow, it's our wedding. Oh, ah, should I be this? Mm. Make it grand.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the marriage, the, let me introduce that my, so my brother said, my Yoruba brother, that was the marriage. Marriage,
mm-hmm.
you know, itself, you know, when it stands the test of time, isn't that what most of our celebration than the wedding?
Mm.
The wedding event, okay. as okay. it were.
We'll leave that one to Lagosians to
talk.
Yeah.
The phone lines have been buzzing already.
They say anything where warrant me to they speak big, big grammar, don't wash my hand, come on. Why are you laughing? Oh, golly, stop now. Why are you laughing?
Continue. I love it.
But it's true. So that I don't go and bite my tongue. So anything that will warrant me to speak big, big grammar, and then to shalaye, I don't wash my hand, come on. So let us delve into the matter.
Straight up, man, the you numbers know? Haven't changed. I mean, this thing cracks me, I won't lie. When you switch, you don't know the sound of it. You don't know, but anyways, I love it. The numbers to call haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190.
So the question has been asked. Lagos, time to talk. Meg, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. And you?
And we're doing great.
Yeah, Andre, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God.
So,
you see, marriage is consummated when the father and the mother has consented.
Mm-hmm.
When was that consent is given? That's the consummation of marriage. Every other thing we are doing is just fertility.
Mm.
Yes. According to the word of God. When Abraham sent his servant for his son Isaac to go and seek for a wife,
mm-hmm.
we saw the ceremony. So it was when they did the ceremony, the family consented, and he took his wife. There's no white, all this white and green and black wedding. Mm. It's just an influence of the society. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
He says white and green and black.
And what is worth celebrating is wedding anniversary.
Mm.
I am telling you, all other things is this one. When you might have gone through,
yep.
both of you, the ups and downs, knock here, knock there, and still you people stayed together.
Yeah.
It's worth celebrating.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank all you right. so much, Brother Meg from Command.
Okay. Kelechukwu is calling from Victoria Island. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Colleen.
Yes.
The man with the golden voice.
That's right.
I'm humble.
And Andre, the woman with the golden voice.
Wow. Thank you.
We're humble.
The woman behind Colleen's smile.
That's right.
Yeah.
You could say that again.
You guys are too much, but don't tell anybody.
Okay. Hush.
Is it Colleen?
Yes, sir.
People do not really know the secret behind the successful marriage between you and your wife.
Mm.
They do not know it's because you understand what marriage is all about.
Hmm.
Some people used to mistake marriage to be wedding.
Hmm.
There are differences between marriage and wedding. You see, marriage begins the day the man deals with you that, man, I want to take him as my wife. Hmm. And the legal beginning of marriage is after that wedding. When everybody at that doorstep will tell you, bye bye you.
That is it.
And you will now be faced with the real reality.
Hmm.
You get the point now?
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, how I wish there are people who could be educating our people, let me not say Nigeria, let me say Africa at large.
Yeah.
The white men have their celebration of marriage, a kind of marking of, with white wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm surprised we are copying them.
Hmm.
When we actually have our own traditional marriage.
Marriage.
Hmm.
I don't even understand.
Absolutely.
That is why in the church, no man of God would wed you until they've certified that you've done the traditional rite.
Mm-hmm.
People just they carry the thing, they put guys, say, white wedding, I want to wear the gown.
All right.
So now, I think the one that should be celebrated more is marriage, because that is the business you are into.
Yeah. Yep.
The wedding you did was a celebration to tell the world that they are now starting the major business, which is marriage. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
Absolutely.
That is what I feel.
All right. Thank you so much, Kalechukwu, and appreciate you for the kind words. Wow. More calls coming in. The question is, which should be celebrated more? We're not saying no one should not be celebrated. Which should be celebrated more? The wedding or the marriage anniversary? You know, the marriage starts from the day, like the last caller said, everyone leaves your wedding ceremony and say bye-bye. Oh. Mm. From that day moving forward,
yeah.
A year, you count years. Year one, year two, year three, you're still together. Year four, and then you get to year five. All you do is social media post of, oh, thank God for the journey so far.
Auto shoots.
Don't you think that's the one you do events?
The grand. Some people actually do what they call vow renewal. Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Some people do that 5 years. Some people do that 10 years. Mm. So yeah, some people have like a grand ceremony during that time. But you know, at this point, people start thinking, we have children. Children have come into the mix right now. We have school fees.
Mm.
We have other budgets. We have other things to pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know, so having a grand ceremony to do anniversary. Mm-hmm. Let us just go to church and do Thanksgiving. And thank the Lord and come back home, cook rice, everybody eat, and you know,
we're good. Yeah, but even those who have the means, don't we think that as an option, so to speak?
That's right. Stella, what's your name now? You didn't put your name down, and you say, hello, the techers. Wedding is like matriculation. Anniversary is like convocation. Eh? Convocation. Okay, so where? All right, well, that's his thoughts. We have a lot more messages on WhatsApp as well. But if you want to if you want to call in 0700-993-993-993, the female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Top of the day to you.
Yeah, I'm back. You know what? That is a misconception. That no man of God or pastor will wed couple without the certificate from the court. Because the church do not grant divorce. It is the lawyers or the court, the customary court, that dissolve marriage based on the law and the complaint of the wife or the husband. And both of them can be sentenced to prison.
Okay.
Based on what they have done. The church cannot sentence a man when he has wronged the wife or do something dangerous to the wife, or what do you call it, violence.
Right.
So it is the responsibility of the court to do that. That is why the men of God ask for marriage certificate from the court, which interpret the law of the country you wedded or you married.
That's right.
Yeah, so the court also demands your parental approval. At least five people from each side on that day of the court interpretation of marriage to you. I have experience on that. Then the same so with the church. The church demands the consent of your parents and the court certificate. Marriage certificate.
All right.
The church do not grant certificate. They only sign on the government certificate as regard to customary court approved.
All right.
Certificates, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. I mean, she made a valid point there that at the end of the day, the legally binding one is very important.
Absolutely.
That's going back to our previous conversation.
Absolutely.
Because if you want divorce now, if not church,
and
you have
that's
to still
the
go
thing.
To court.
There are some churches who have been licensed, I think, to conduct weddings where, you know, they you can give certificates, you know. But before
are they
that,
recognized?
Exactly. But the thing is, in some churches, actually, just like what she said, you have to go to the court and get a certificate or document from the court. And then, you know, you can bring that to the church before they conduct a church wedding for you.
That's right. You know, let's take a number of calls. I just thought of Mr. Alimo right now. Just say God bless that man. I'll be right back. Let's take your call and
and get to quickly go back to the messages after that. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Okay, I just want to make a contribution.
All right, go ahead.
My name is Nelson. I'm your brother.
Okay, oh, Nelson.
Nelson, welcome.
Okay. Mr. Teke?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. You married from a very... a family that is as big as a village. And when you got to that compound, I hope you saw the statue of my grandfather.
I saw it, too.
Oh,
you saw it, Abby?
Oh, I saw everything.
I'm casting. That means you know me to my village.
I saw the different areas of the big compound.
And my auntie also was a victim of one of the wives.
Hmm.
Okay. So I know the family very well.
Wow.
Okay.
So let's go about it this way.
Okay.
I married traditionally 2012.
All right.
I wedded to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So invariably next year I should be celebrating 10th year marriage anniversary.
Okay.
Are you expecting me to celebrate 5 years because I wedded 2017?
Hmm.
On the day I paid my wife's bride price, that is the day I actually got married to her, and that is the day I will continue to celebrate, especially for white wedding or no white wedding.
Mm.
Okay.
I've done all that. I did them at the time I was able, that it was convenient for me. But the one that was most convenient for me at the time I did it was 2012. That was when I got married.
Mm.
Okay. Fantastic.
So I will always choose to celebrate that year.
Okay. All right.
2012. Next year will be my 10th anniversary.
Wow.
Wow.
Wedding anniversary. Thank you very much, my in-law.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you, once again. Yeah. Bye. Okay, so good thing is the part one conversation and the part two, they kind of link each other. But we are asking specifically to say that, look, is it time to shift emphasis on celebrating wedding ceremonies, so to speak, as against celebrating marriage anniversary.
Mm.
Why we say marriage anniversary? I know some people say, well, the marriage starts when you do the wedding. No, no. From the day after you've done the ceremony, from that day you guys start staying together, start living together as husband and wife, married now, because you can't. And then from that day, so you now start counting year one, year two, year three. Don't you think that that is more for those who are married? I know you probably understand that it's not easy to keep those years. It's much more what is worth celebrating as against, you know, the coming together.
I'm
just thinking about. That's what we're asking.
I agree with you as well. Lumide from Bulegba sent a message on WhatsApp saying, good morning, guys. It's traditional wedding for me. The rest is just feferity. Okay, feferity. Another here is saying, this is coming from this E-Plus, the story teller says, great talking to you, Collins and Andrea. I would settle for the marriage anniversary. The significance of being together cannot be downplayed. We must have... so much happens within that and cannot be taken for granted. For all you know, the wedding ceremony might just be another razzmatazz, yet no connection is established between the couple. Okay.
If someone is wondering why it's important for us to do celebrations of significant days like the wedding, marriage anniversary, for example, it's because it kind of like promotes bond, strengthens the connection between the two people.
Yeah.
You know the techers, we are here, low key, we try make sure, say, we're mending homes, you know, we try to make sure, say, people, you know, connect more and get it right.
Yeah.
So we're saying that if you're going to celebrate, do you think that if you celebrate the wedding, the marriage anniversary itself, not remembrance of the day you got married, no, I'm talking about the marriage, the process,
everything,
the experience. You now say, based on this experience and everything, what we've survived, let's celebrate. Do you know, that could go a long way to celebrate, to create more connection and
that's
bond.
That's right. And most times, right, during the anniversary, it's usually a time to reminisce. It's usually a time to just sit back. Oh, we have come this far.
Mm-hmm.
We went through this. We went through that. We have grown.
Mm-hmm.
We have embraced new. We have imbibed new culture.
Yep.
We have embraced new values.
Yep.
We're growing a family. And this is how far we've come. I mean, it's a time to just, you know, look back and look inwards as well and just appreciate the journey so far.
Absolutely. Let's take a few calls and I have a question for you. If you don't ask me the question, perhaps I'll fail, but I'll ask you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Well, my name is Brega. Wow, I'm happy to be finally live.
Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, so we're happy to have you.
Well, I've been a follower of you guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, I must say.
Thank you.
Mr. Teke, nice hearing you finally.
I'm glad to hear you too.
Yes. Concerning the topic.
Yep.
Actually, I'm a first time caller.
Wow, welcome.
Yes. Concerning the topic, I think we align with the traditional marriage.
Okay.
Yes, because actually I'm a Christian, so I we align with, the Bible actually recognizes traditional marriage because that's where the dowry is being paid.
Mm.
The truth is Christian white wedding is borrowed, called is borrowed. You know,
mm-hmm.
So but the traditional marriage is the actual marriage in itself. So,
you're right.
I think traditional marriage should be celebrated more.
Thank you very much. What we're caught is the law. It's not borrowed. It's the law. And someone also called and said, well, your husband paying the dowry. And I think Andrea corrected that the last time we had this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's dowry is what the wife pays to the husband. And bride price is what the husband pays. Nigerians mix that a lot. And just to correct that quickly.
Yeah.
We'll go on a break quickly. But before then, Andrea, when is our traditional anniversary? Like, because that's, from all indication, it looks like that's the anniversary. Gone.
I have always, in fact, I was going to...
What? I know it's December. What day?
I was going to... Are you for real? Are you actually...
Are you on... Are you on?
I know what day.
Okay.
But we need to go to break.
Break. Try.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
I was almost singing that Thank God It's Friday, Thank God It's Friday. And I say, yes, indeed, it's a good song to sing. It's a Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's a fun-filled edition of a Family Talk with the Techers right here. We just relax and say, God, thank you indeed for seeing us through another week in the pandemic.
Mm.
And that's what we talk about each and every week right here. And we want you to have that same feel as we talk about the matters that matter to us.
That's right. And today's matter that matters to us is about weddings and anniversaries.
Yep. And then, I mean, that we started in two parts. The first part, of course, we're asking people to tell us, you know, which of them...
Which of the weddings that we celebrate here in part of the world is more important? Which
more important.
Which one is more significant?
Most important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the traditional wedding? Is it the religious wedding? Or is it the court wedding?
That's a question we asked. And a lot of messages have come in regarding that. And more calls are coming in. And we'll just continue with that and have you talk to us on your opinion. And hey, have fun while doing so. Remember to stream What's Up Lagos.
Hello? Okay, 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's
morning,
up, Lagos?
Andrea Adeobi and Teke Collins.
Good morning.
Sorry. Yeah, good morning. A quick one. I called the show, Stanley. But I just wanted to just give an example.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a company.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, you know how it is. The marriage, like the wedding, mm-hmm. is like a company. When the company starts, there's always an advert about the company and what they're about to do and all of those things. So it's celebrated intro, mm. introducing to the people.
Mm.
Down a year, even every year, the companies, whatever it is that is happening, the losses, the gains, it's celebrated. Mm. It's celebrated the first year, the second year, the third year, maybe the fifth year. There's a huge celebration,
mm.
just like what you guys are about to do, 10 mm. years.
Yep.
That is how it is. The wedding anniversary should be celebrated. Maybe not as large as the main one, maybe the first year of the togetherness, celebrated second, third. We get to the fifth year, so you make it big.
Make it big, yeah. Okay.
Yes, you make it big. It should be, because it's a union of ups and downs, challenges, and all of this. So yes, just like even once somebody said, yes, when you get married, yes, everybody comes to celebrate and they leave you when the wedding starts.
Yeah.
Bye bye. Then you start your life together. Yes, the wedding, the union should be celebrated just like companies celebrate their time of working and making gains. All they do first 5 years of this, 10 years of this. Congratulations to Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
It's the same thing too. TGIF, your program, was doing TGIF Friday. After the first program, the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day reaches Friday.
That's right.
That's how it is.
All right. Okay, thank you. Marking landmarks.
Thank you so much. Damien from Ijesha says, well, wedding is all about the rice. He said it's all about the rice, the salad, and the glamour. But marriage is full university course without graduation. A lot most times I hear someone in the marriage counselor who monitors his own marriage. Okay. A lot more messages. And let's see. Trag from our papa here says, what's up, Lagos? What's up, my Teke blood? Wedding anniversaries is the point. To me, it means we are still here in your wedding.
Yeah.
This topic is deep with a lot of variables, or you can call it conditions in the African blood. To me, church wedding has many names. Like I say, it is my son or daughter there. We don't do am. I bet kill yourself money day. Okay, he says, I bet kill yourself money day. Yet, meat finishes and semo still remains. he says, have you heard of sitting room wedding? Do your traditional wedding, I beg, you are present. Families in church pastor's day and you are done. To me, celebrate anniversaries. Marriage now work on its own.
That's right.
He says, mark additional year of being together, no matter what you paid or insult you collected.
That's right.
I celebrate Kemi Olamoku the day she said yes.
Aww.
Okay, thank you for that.
We celebrate you too. Man, that's the truth. A lot of people advise that we become minimalists when it comes to weddings, and then you know, prepare to celebrate big time
for the anniversary
when you stand the test of time. So I know those who are about to get married be like, what's that test of time? Should be the same wedding. Marriage is sweet. Yes, it is. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
There is no replacement on the wheels of entertainment. This notion is without sentiment. The confirmation is made by the number one radio station, 99.3 Rich Talk Station, situated in the most popular black nation.
Wow.
99.3, first to three, from dusk till dawn. Your contributions are welcome.
Wow. That deserves a round of applause.
Wow.
Well, continue. It's still coming. It's still coming.
And that was a freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle.
Man, beautiful. Fantastic.
It's you, man. You make my brain go wow.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, man. Josie, surely you are... The Lagos Poetry Festival is coming. Make sure you are part of it.
No problem. I told you the other day that it can come up like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Great. So let's talk. Okay. That sounds a good way to call on the radio show.
Man, that was beautiful.
Very beautiful. We love
it. Alara Wadju's on the line. Hi. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Just the life. Yeah. I like Lai Raju. You know, follow.
Guys.
Anyways, go ahead.
I love this big couple.
Thank you.
We love you too.
Yeah, about your topic.
Mm-hmm.
My own knowledge.
marriage starts from the day you pay the right price. Right price of your part of your woman.
Okay.
When you both start living together, that is when marriage starts. I can use, before I even use my, let me use my brother as an example. When my brother wants to got married in 2010, he married to a Christian. My brother is a Muslim. Even the wife came from a Christian background. Just because my brother loved his woman, because their parents is a deeper light, my brother decided to as pretend as if he's a Christian, just for him to get what he wants. Because he loved the woman, and the woman loved him as well. So,
damn.
Both of them go into those into the pain together, and they do. We do the right price. We pay everything, even though they don't have a wedding, but we pay every necessary thing that they're supposed to do. But today, last year, this year they have their 10th anniversary.
Aww.
Oh.
And they went for registry. And they do Thanksgiving in the church.
Nice.
My brother is also planning to travel out. And that is success of their marriage. That's what they celebrate.
Wow.
We see a lot of wedding that was due in the next 3 months. The wedding is over.
Uh-huh.
The wedding is canceled. Even the great celebrities, that people will be praying, using their wedding to pray for their children. That I want my children's wedding to be like this. And before you know, for 3 months, the marriage is canceled. So successful marriage are the ones who go together, who love each other, who assist together. That's why I always wish to be like,
yeah. Okay. You say what we like, thank you.
All right. All right, Raju, thank you. I feel humbled to hear that from you. Thank you so much for your contribution. Appreciate. Men.
Okay. On WhatsApp, we have So Mad Dinner from Ijegu says, church wedding remains the most valued one no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
They said, though, when I did mine, I first did white wedding before traditional the following month. Same date, I did court wedding. But I am in all church wedding is number one. Okay. That is Somadina says church wedding is number one and it remains the most valuable one. And the question that comes to my mind is, what makes it the most valuable one? Is it because it's in a religious setting? Is it because God is involved? Does that mean that God is not involved in the traditional one and the court one? Because I know that God recognizes the law. He says, give what to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I know that part. You know, but I mean, are you trying to say that God is not involved in the court wedding and also not involved in the traditional wedding? Is it that God does not recognize those as being, you know, if you're married through the traditional setting, God does not recognize that you're married, or if you're married through the court wedding, God does not recognize that you're married?
Sever. That's why this conversation came on the radio.
I mean, you know, I was sharing with you that a mentee reached out to me.
Yep.
I was very confused. She was engaged and she was about to get married, but you know, she said, I don't know what to tell my friends. Right. I cannot do a church wedding yet. And I've gotten consent from my mom and my dad. They've agreed, they're ready to accept my husband to be.
Yeah.
But I don't know what to tell my friends that I'm not going to do a church wedding. So, I'm not going to do a white wedding.
So peer pressure also.
Absolutely. So I had to make her understand that, see, when you're married traditionally, you are actually married. I think she was confused that if I do those traditional marriage, does it mean that I'm actually married? You are married. The fact that your husband's family and your family has agreed to, you know, bringing you both together, and he has paid the bride price going by your tradition or your culture, you are married. For me, right, I actually do believe that that is the real marriage itself. Yeah.
And then you now give Caesar what belongs to Caesar by doing the court.
The court, yes. Because the country that you live in has to recognize that you are married because there are documents. We sign documents. We give consents by signing, you know, documents. And, you know, that has to be recorded in the documents that you have. And that's why the court is actually important.
That's totally right. I agree with you. But let's hear more from Lagosia. So far, so good. Mixed feelings. Different circle for different folks.
Absolutely.
Some have said, no, it's a church wedding. No. Some have said, no, I would rather have the court wedding is the real one. That's a legal one.
Mm.
Some have said it's the traditional because the family members will come. So which of them? I know there's some tradition, no matter what wedding you do, including courts.
They don't if you do not
do the traditional wedding.
Yeah, you're not recognized as someone who's married. I think I shared that earlier.
Yep.
You're not recognized. You can do all the court you want to do. Yes, the country recognizes you,
like
but family
courses.
Members. And, you know, we can't take away family from such a practice as huge as marriage.
Hmm. Okay, let's get to take more calls and find out what Lagos has to say on this. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Okay, so I did nikah. I don't know where am I going to put myself.
Say that again.
Islamically, we are not allowed. I did nikah.
Islamic.
Okay.
Islamically, it's not acceptable to go to court. Islamically. But you can do your whatever traditional stuff, which I did in the morning before I did my nikah. So I believe in my nikah. That is me. But they're looking at the Christian ways and traditional stuff things. I was just listening to see whether someone will call. To talk about nikah, is it not count?
Okay,
great.
You know,
I was going to mention that I was going to, just a second, like, you take it out of my mouth, that, the, you know, the Islamic religion also, they have, like, she mentioned the Mikai, which is a kind of marriage. And then some religions would make, in fact, I know some, even some Christians that they say, you can't do traditional, that's not marriage, that you are serving. Like, someone even called today and said that, where are they pouring the wine to? What gods are they serving? They pouring the wine for the traditional. So there are conflicts here and there.
Yeah.
And you know my worry right now, there could be people who are in the mix right now, they want to get married, but this is stalling them. This is stopping them from getting married.
Yeah.
They are confused. Me, in their minds, they would rather just do one, go to court and end it there.
Yeah.
Or just do. But right now, society and the tradition, and they're standing in the way because they now have to plan for all three. Because it's almost like you do not get married if you do not do all three.
All three, absolutely.
Now, wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, you know, Mr. Collins.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Who's on the line?
Okay, what's up, Lagos? This is Kenny Juhu.
Oh, welcome back. Let's talk.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, I noticed that this issue of white wedding, the people that used to champion it are mostly the ladies. You know, when you demand, you remember the money are really going to dish out to do all these things. You might even prefer to do what? Over the rest. Other.
But you know, there are ladies who are well-to-do that will pay for the wedding and do everything.
It's not because of them paying for it. It's because of cutting costs so that you could still have enough after the wedding. I don't know if that, like when I wanted to do my own marriage, let me call it marriage, not wedding.
Okay.
After the traditional marriage, my wife insists that we must do the white wedding, you know? So luckily to me, before the church we wanted to wed, they took the legality of serving the court, whatever. After our white wedding, they gave us both wedding certificate and court certificate at the same time.
Okay.
But, you know, this issue is really making so many young men in Igbo land not married today. No joke, so.
Wow.
Because when you remember that you conduct both traditional and white wedding, you'll be dragging your feet on the floor. It's not as if you don't find somebody you want to marry. But because of all those. So if we can help talk to our ladies, let them just accept the traditional wedding as the real, real wedding.
Okay.
And it will do a whole lot of men.
All right.
Good.
All right. Thank you so much. But that's also challenging because, hey, how about the families? How about the families? What if the lady, okay, agree? So she now have to go and convince the family and say, this is what I want. Anyways, I just got the answer. But at the same time, society...
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned that society matter, that society would play its role. And society influences people. God. Oh, my, oh, my. You cannot detach yourself from society.
Mm.
The society is made up of families, family units.
Yeah.
Different family units and groups.
Mm-hmm.
And you come from a family. And the society is a larger body, right? The larger body now, if this is what they stand for, it's tough to go against society sometimes because you now have to go against the odds. You get what I'm saying?
So, absolutely.
And it's a tough place. Mm. I mean, to say this thing, I just want normal gist to it. I don't say the thing go like enter serious matter like that. But
hello?
Hello? Yeah.
You're back again? Hello? Oh, la, la.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
I'm a long time listener, but usually test on WhatsApp.
Welcome.
Wow.
I'll not be able to call.
So today you're here.
But this particular topic got me.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this particular topic is a real thing. In the current world now, it's something that is causing a lot of ups and downs. What I just want to say is, for me, even if you look at it biblically, traditional wedding is the major wedding that is recognized. Before white wedding, there was traditional wedding. Abi, if you look at the olden days, there was not like white wedding. There was traditional wedding. But it's just that white brought this to us and everybody embraced it. But the main thing you need is once your husband has stood up, has made take a stand to meet up with your parents, to the wife's parents, and they've known each other, they've paid the bride price, that's the real thing. But the other one is if you can just take it further by collecting a blessing from the pastor, because the blessing is very important. Not wearing a white gown, dancing down the aisle, that is not the real thing. The real thing is just the blessing that you have to get from your pastor.
Mm.
But the real thing in marriage is the traditional wedding, because that shows you did not just go out to pick somebody. You've gone to do the necessary thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and your contribution.
He says something that you need the blessing from the pastor or from the imam if you're doing the religious, you know,
wedding. Islamic way.
Yeah. You need the blessing from them. What if your parents, they've already blessed you? Why do you still need the blessing from... I'm just asking. Not like I disagree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm just asking.
Hello. Oh. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, first time caller on What's Up, Lagos.
Good to have you. Who do we have?
Thanks. Yeah, Ben from Ikeja.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
You know, I never believed that we'll be signing out right now. It felt like we had more time, but hey, our time is fast spent. This way we'd wrap it all up. But I hope you got the whole drift about our conversation today. I hope you'll be making decisions. I hope you can make it a continuous conversation in your circle, in your families, and see what people's opinions are so that you guys can form the best, make best decisions for yourselves.
We started with which is more important, that is the traditional, the religious, the core. Whatever you attach importance to, whatever works for you is fine.
Yep.
It's absolutely fine. You know, but this is me. Right? As much as I'm a church girl, I'm a Christian, you know. But what I see as the real marriage itself is a traditional marriage. And yeah, the court comes through.
That's right. Well, the phone lines are buzzing, but we cannot take any calls. Apologies. Well, I was going to give a big shout out. First of all, to Franklin, the artist. Next week, we'll spend some more time to celebrate you.
Yeah.
And to Mr. Alima. Mm-hmm. Alima, an amazing man, of course, at the registry in Ikoyi and the court there. I would say thank you so much for all you do. God bless you. And he's an ardent listener. And my family.